Rest assured, appliance repair. May I help you, sir, ma'am?
Oh, hi. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. How are you?
Good, good. I was following up on your scheduled appointment.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes.
Of course.
Actually,
no problem.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get in touch with Google Guarantee. I know they were asking for a certain amount of payment, and I was just trying to go ahead and go through with all of that information so that we can get these ads going through.
Oh, got it. Okay. So it looks like the account is past due for $120 for the Google Guarantee leads. Are you able to settle that now, and then you want the leads to start flowing again?
So $120 is past due. How is that possible? So they just give me leads without me actually putting money into it?
Let me look, because it's a newer program to us, and I'm not sure how it works, because I think how it works, how they've explained it to me, is it works like an escrow account where they'll charge you that money up front, and then as you take the leads, the money kind of comes out of the bucket. So it looks like it looks like the program was approved, and they put that $120 on there on the 7th, which is probably when the leads were going to start flowing, and then we were having a little bit of trouble with the payment, and that's why the campaign didn't start yet.
Okay, so never received the leads or anything like that. They're just trying to get the money so that they
I'm looking on the dashboard. It doesn't look like they so what I do is once I collect the payment, I let that department know that, you know, everything's good, and then they'll start. Oh, wait, I'm on your dashboard, and it is showing that you were charged for some leads on here. 919-592-3903, that came in on April 6th. 919-869-6319, that came in on April 5th. Another one on April 5th from 704-807-5218. So all of that is on your dashboard. Have you been on your dashboard to see, because it'll show on there whether it's a valid lead or not?
Okay, I don't even know how to get access to my dashboard, to be honest with you.
Oh, well, I'm so happy that we're talking. If you haven't been on there yet, I'll send you the login to it. That way you can go on there and you can see the leads that you're getting in real time. And then also that dashboard tracks the activity that you're getting from the local Google business profile too. So if it says valid with a little check mark on it, that means it's coming through the Google Guaranteed. But if you see a lead that just shows that they contacted you, then that's coming from the local Google business page, and you weren't charged for that.
Okay.
Okay. So let me see here. We have a Visa ending in 1530. Is that a good card, or should we put it on another one for the 120?
For the 120, correct? That's
correct.
Money that is owed for leads that have already been taken. Is that
exactly? Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I haven't been on any leads in April, so that is also another conversation we need to have. Okay, I know the gentleman by name that told me to give him a call.
Is it Ivan or is it Perry?
Correct.
It's Ivan. Okay. So what I can do is I can have Ivan call you and go over the review of the actual leads that came in, because they'll only charge you for the lead if you've actually talked to someone or scheduled a bid. It's not like if they're a bogus lead or something like that, that you would get charged for it.
I understand. But the way it was explained to me was that there wouldn't be any money that was pulled unless there was money to pull from. You see what I'm saying? So now that I owe $120, it's like, why do I owe anything? But let's go with this. I'm going to have it, Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
And I do appreciate all the help. Is there a way that you can link me to Ivan?
Yeah, I'll send a message over to him, and I'll have him reach out to you, okay? And when I do that, they usually say within one business day. Let me just send a little message to that department right now and see if for any reason they're available now. If not, I'll just send the message and he'll call you later today. I say one business day, but we're in California, so it's only 8 o'clock in the morning here. So I'm pretty sure he'll have availability to call you today.
Let's see here.
Okay. So I sent a message over. I'll give him a second to see if he replies. And then when you get the login to the dashboard, if you try to log in right now, it's not going to give you access. It'll just say your account's in suspension. Click here to reactivate. Mm-hmm. But once the payment goes through, you'll have full access again to the dashboard. And then you can go in there. And yeah, of course. Yeah, at least you'll have that. That way you can go in and at least see, you know, make sure you're getting the most bang for your buck type thing. So
yes,
let's
ma'am.
See. Okay, so he did reply, but he said he's on another call. So okay. He'll call you back shortly. I'll send the message over to him again, and then when he gets off the call, he can follow up with you, okay?
Sounds good. I appreciate all of the help.
Of course, and have a great weekend coming up too, okay?
Of course, you do too. It's raining on Saturday, so just keep that in mind.
Oh, it is? Oh, no. It's good
for
the plants and the flowers.
Yeah,
we're in California, but, well, we had about 4 weeks straight of rain, which was very unusual for us out here in California. And Californians aren't used to driving in that much rain or even functioning in that much rain. So it's kind of funny. I grew up in Chicago, so I know how to handle it, but a lot of us don't. So. Yeah.
Thank you.
Of course, no problem. And then Ivan will reach out to you shortly, okay?
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.